Now, this portion in the catechism, you'll notice in your catechism that heading that is above these questions, 12 through 15, says the second part of man's redemption. The catechism is broken up in that way into three parts. The first part is our sin and our misery. The second is man's redemption. And the third part is our thankfulness. So if you want to understand it broken down very succinctly, you can think of it in this way. Guilt, grace, and gratitude. The first section of the catechism speaks of our guilt before God. The second portion of the catechism speaks of God's grace to us. And the third portion speaks of our gratitude in response to God's grace extended to us in Jesus Christ. And so we come to the second portion. And the catechism is actually founded after the teaching of the book of Romans. We find the same thing. Chapters 1 through 3, man's guilt. 4 through 12, we find the grace of God. And then chapter 12 on through 16, man's gratitude and how he lives his life as a response to what God has done for him in Jesus Christ. The second part, question 12, notice that since then by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and again be received into favor? Now let me ask you this. Do you realize and do you confess in and of yourself that you deserve temporal and eternal punishment? Do you have that witness in your soul that you have violated all the commandments of God? And that apart from His grace in Christ Jesus, that you have no hope? Do you confess that in and of yourself, you deserve to be cast to hell for all eternity? That is a big problem in our culture. Because man wants to compare himself against other men to whether or not he's good. Good is the standard of God's law. If you want to determine whether or not you're good, lay your life next to the commandments of God. And when you see you haven't kept any of them for one moment of one day, you realize that you are not a good person. Good is found in Jesus Christ. He is good. He is perfect. He is holy. He is true. He is righteous. We are sinners who have fallen short of God's glory. Even as those who are redeemed, we still have sin within our soul. We're not yet perfected. Our trust, our hope for our standing before God is in Jesus Christ. And so the catechism gets right to it with the question, doesn't it? Talking about this eternal and temporal punishment. How may we escape this? Man has eternity in his heart. Man knows there is life after this, that this is not all that there is. God has put that in his heart. Whether he suppresses that truth or not, it's there and he knows it. We need to understand that as the people of God. God, justice, will be satisfied. And it's either going to be satisfied with the soul in hell for all eternity, or it's going to be satisfied in Jesus Christ on your behalf. If your sins are satisfied, they're satisfied in Jesus Christ. And notice the catechism says, God wills that His justice be satisfied. And therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice by ourselves or by another. And what the catechism is getting at is that by ourselves, it will be in us, in hell, for all eternity, God's wrath being meted out against our sins. Or we will escape that punishment by trusting in the true and living God in Jesus Christ. Trusting in Christ's satisfaction on our behalf. Notice, can we make the satisfaction? Absolutely not. There is no way. We daily increase our guilt. Why? Because we sin daily in thought, word, and deed. So we must look to another. No mere creature can make satisfaction for us. Notice Christ is not a mere creature. He is a creature. He was created as the Son of Man. He did come into this world as a creature. But at the same time, He is the Creator. It's the creature and the creator in one person, Jesus Christ, who satisfies for our sins. Do you recognize that Jesus Christ lived the perfect life which we could not live, fulfilling all the righteous demands of the law? And then He went to the cross to lay down His life to atone for our sins. So He has taken upon Himself all the sins of those who were given to Him by His Father, and He lived the perfect life then in order that He might impute to us then His perfections in exchange for our sins, and then He suffered the wrath of God against our sin. The Catechism is very clear on who we must look to. No mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath. Christ was able to do it in that time on the cross. But we cannot. We would be disintegrated. Number 15, what kind of mediator then must we seek? One who is true and righteous man, and yet more powerful than all creatures. That is, one who is also true God. This is the teaching of the Heidelberg Catechism, and it is exactly in accordance with the teaching of God's Word.